Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Bill's weekly commentary is coming right up, but first, I want to tell you about this week's show. The best subplot concerning this Sunday's NFL Divisional Series game between the Denver Broncos and Indianapolis Colts has to be Peyton Manning, the former Colts quarterback and current Broncos phenom, against Andrew Luck, the gunslinger for whom Manning was sent westward. We'll talk about Manning versus Luck and some of the other subplots with Greg Doyle of the Indy Star. We'll also hear from a paraplegic bobsledder who hopes his sport will become a medal event at the Paralympics, and we'll also talk with former NHL goalie Clint Malarchuk about his hockey career and his struggles with anxiety, OCD, depression, and alcoholism. In his commentary this week, Bill Littlefield empathizes with the crew that officiated last Sunday's NFL playoff game between the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys.
The officials responsible for erroneously sending Dallas rather than Detroit deeper into the playoffs have my sympathy, and they probably also have the sympathy of every parent who's ever been dragooned into officiating a youth league game. My younger daughter's sport was basketball, and the way the first league in which she played worked, assistant coaches like me never had to ref games in which their kids were involved, but we all had to take a turn with the whistle, which I sometimes forgot I was wearing. That happened once during a game in which a player fielded a pass that had bounced off the wall under the basket as if it were still in play. I ran after her, shouting, "Out of bounds!" She looked over her shoulder and said, "I play until I hear the whistle." She'd been well-trained. I hadn't. On another memorable Saturday morning, the best player in the league came charging in for a layup, and the most courageous player in the league threw her body in front of the shooter. At some point during the collision, the best player in the league tossed up the ball, and then both players crashed to the floor. I ran over to the pileup to make sure nobody was hurt, and when I'd seen that both girls were okay, I sent the best player in the league to the line for two shots. This mystified both coaches, because while the girls were tumbling to the floor, the shot had gone in. I hadn't noticed. My concern was the collision. My alleged partner in ref stripes might have been of some use if he hadn't had his back to the play. Anyway, the guy coaching the best player in the league quietly advised me that she should only get one shot since the ball had gone in. And the guy coaching the most courageous player in the league loudly advised me that I should have called a charge and disallowed the basket. So the only thing the two coaches agreed on was that I had been wrong. Which I had been, and that's why whenever it was my turn to officiate, I would hope for a lopsided game in which my mistakes would occasion laughter and pity rather than outrage. I wonder if the officials in the NFL ever do that.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find the text and audio there. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR. Thanks for listening.